إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, we let's look at the third quality of the people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored by calling them Ibadur Rahman. And that quality is about which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُصْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. And Allah said, and they who, when they spend, are neither extravagant nor stingy, and they keep themselves between these two things, which is the just mean. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking here about spending in His path, Jalla Jalaluhu. And there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning two things. One is the importance of spending in His path, and secondly, the importance of spending in this path in such a way that you spend but you do not do israf. Now, spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm saying spending in the path because spending ostentatiously, spending doing israf, spending ostentatiously, spending money to show off, this is not permissible at all. So we are not talking about that. And obviously, when Allah says Ibadur Rahman, He is not talking about people who are doing haram in whichever way. But here is this issue. Here is people also spending the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but giving in such a way. And this refers also to the other ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned and said, about people who spend, that they are not so stingy that their hand is stuck to their neck, neither are they so open-handed that they give to the point where they become people in need, that they actually have to then beg people because they have given away all that they had. And this was one of the things that was there in the Arabs at the time of generosity, to the point of making the giver himself destitute. And there are several cases of where people were reported, and this was seen as something which was good, as somebody being very generous. But Islam is a religion of balance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, yes, it is good to be generous and one should be generous, but generosity does not mean that you put yourself in a position where you become a beggar after having given away whatever you had. So between these two, so spending in such a way that you are generous and you are giving to people what is their due, and as well as doing it in such a way that it is not detrimental to yourself. The second message in this thing is also the message of balance. It's not only about spending alone by itself, but also the message of balancing in what we do, such that whatever we do has dignity, has there's a way of doing what we want to do, and this, then therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about this issue of balance. Now, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the issue of tawheed, and where He said, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا يَزْنُونَ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامَهُ. Allah said, and they are those who do not call upon another god with Allah. They do not do any shirk, they don't worship anyone other than Allah, and they do not slay the soul which Allah has forbidden, except in the requirement of justice. So they don't kill people, they don't murder people, they don't kill other things, other animals and so on and so forth, which are not permitted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So killing, of course, this refers to, when we say execution, it's not a right that is given to the individual. That's for the state to decide. That's for judges to implement the punishment. It's not for the individual to do it for himself. So therefore, all forms of killing of people, all forms of murder, irrespective of who the person being killed is completely and totally and unconditionally banned in Islam. It's not permissible at all. The only exception to that, and that of course is not murder, is self-defense, where you fight for yourself if your life is in danger of your, or if your family is in danger of your, or if your home is in danger, in which case of course you are allowed to defend yourself. And in that process, if the invader, if the killer is killed, then that's that is the consequence of his action, which he chose to do, even though he had no right to do it. So we're not talking about that. We're talking about murder. We're talking about killing people. Trophy hunting, for example, this is something which is banned in Islam, where you just go and kill an animal because of the size of its horns or the size of the animal or whatnot. The animal was not harmful to you. You didn't kill it to eat because you were hungry, because for food, nothing. You just go shoot a lion, or you go shoot an elephant or rhinoceros or whatever. Trophy hunting, just killing wantonly for fun. I mean, killing for fun is haram. Killing for fun is not something that Islam permits. And this is something that we don't understand. We've taken these completely haram values from our colonial masters, and we, you know, we blindly follow them, and we think we're doing a great thing by doing what we like to call hunting. It's not hunting, it's murder. It is something which is prohibited. Trophy hunting is not permissible in Islam. It's, what is permissible is hunting for food where the law of the land permits it. Where the law of the land is against hunting, even that is not permitted. But hunting for food, yes, sure, one can do that. But trophy hunting is not permissible. And then Allah said, and those who do not commit fornication, and he who does this shall find a requital of sin. This person will be punished. So fornication, adultery is again completely and totally haram, which also amounts to the same thing, which is the issue of like murder. It is taking advantage, undue advantage of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, using your strength for reasons which are haram, to cause harm to somebody else. So all forms of oppression, whether it is murder, whether it is killing people, or of fornication, or slander, backbiting, all of these are forms of oppression, and Islam completely and totally prohibits that. And Allah says, Ali Badur Rahman, the chosen slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ones that Allah is pleased with, are people who do not do any of these things. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has therefore honored them by calling them Ali Badur Rahman. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us, and to accept us, and to put us in this category of people who are called Ali Badur Rahman. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.